What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning with a lot to get to today. Of course, the Eagles OTA rolls on. We heard from Carson Wentz earlier today, his interview with Angelo. Heard from Carson yesterday. Eagles, obviously, as a group practicing, but still, of course, not the whole group. We know Malcolm Jenkins not there. But the Carson interview, we'll get to that as we move through the show. Phils lose last night. Brutal fashion, just brutal end of the game last night for the Phillies. Looked like they had it until they blew it. We'll hit that. And, of course, Cole Hamels tonight against the Phillies, a unique situation in Philadelphia sports. We've been here before, but not often, where a former star player in Philly sports goes up against the Philadelphia team. We'll get into Cole versus Cole tonight, otherwise known as Cole Hamels versus the Phillies tonight. We'll hit that and all of it with you on the phone lines at 888-729-9494. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Hop aboard the phone lines. React to that game last night. It was awful at the end. 888-729-9494.
Disgusting, Joe.
Richie Rich.
Disgusting last night. Here's what's not disgusting. This is incredible.
What do you got?
Whitcomb L. Judson was the man who invented the zipper. And originally, he intended his invention to save people the trouble of buttoning and unbuttoning their shoes every day.
Ooh.
So the zipper was originally called the clasp locker and unlocker for shoes.
Well, they shortened that name, and thank God they did.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a wacky name right there. Wacky end of the game last night, John. Listen, a lot of people up in arms. It's been an interesting few hours since that one ended last night. Social media went wild. Talk radio, obviously, Angelo's show this morning. Very aggravating loss. What do you make of it?
Pat Neshek is public enemy number one, and not just for last night, for whatever cushy situation he believes he's in as the reliever, as the closer who doesn't have to close if he doesn't feel, you know, like he's able to
go
100%, 1,000%. Like his softness, I mean, I can't think of any other word. The worst word you can call someone in my sport was soft.
Probably in any sport, really.
This guy is Charmin. This guy, what is it? He's pitched three times in the last 10 games, something like that, and he can't go? You got Juan Nicasio out there having pitched three nights in a row? Like, what makes you so different and so special? It requires sacrifice for your teammates sometimes. You're not going to feel great. Think about the other sports. Think about the other sports where you're going out there with half a leg. You're going out there with half an arm. You're going out there beaten down. You're broken, and you're still playing. You're doing whatever it takes to give the team what it needs. Pat Neshek lost that game. Pat Neshek has lost games for us because he's unwilling to do that. And I'm sick of it. And there are guys out there, I can think of one in particular, that will close for us and could actually close 4 days in a row if need be. Let's go get them.
Well, I'll tell you this, and again, look, hop aboard the phone lines. There's a lot to react to. We got an angry Richie, and angry a lot of people here in the Delaware Valley. 888-729-9494. I'll say this, Sean. It's one of those situations where I agree with you. The Neshek thing makes no sense. It's beyond befuddling to me. And he's a high-priced player, by the way. I mean, he actually makes some coin. In Major League Baseball terms, he's a pretty highly paid reliever. And for him not to be able to answer the bell and take the ball, it's very bizarre. But I will say this. The overall tenor of conversation I hear about the Phillies bullpen. I know you went right to Kimbrel. You didn't say Kimbrel's name, but that's who you're talking about there. Like, I do think people got to take a bit of a chill pill here on the Phillies bullpen. I mean, I know they blew the game last night. I totally get it. It was brutal to see. But these things do happen in a 162-game season.
What?
People react all
the
time.
Yeah, no kidding. But, okay, this happens all the time. Pat Neshek
is
not an everyday closer. We need a guy who can do that. We don't have that guy on this
John,
team.
The Phillies entering last night.
And we've
night.
Got Kimbrel available out there right now. Everyone says, oh, they got to wait until after the draft because they'd be giving up too much. Do you know what the Phillies would be giving up to bring Craig Kimbrel in here?
The first-round pick?
The 91st pick.
Okay.
The slot value is $647,300. I'm okay with giving that up. Let's go get the guy we need, or another piece of what we need, because what we have is not enough.
Well, let me just say this. I don't know if you're aware.
And your whole attitude okay, there's a lot of games. They're going to lose a couple here and there. Well, there's a trend. There's a trend that Pat Neshek follows, and we can't count on
and
him.
And the Neshek thing aggravates me, but here's a fact. Entering last night, 2019 Philadelphia Phillies entering last night were 26-1 when entering the ninth inning with a lead. 26-1. So they lose the game. Now they're 26-2 in said scenario. And here we go again where everyone flips out. Like, God, I get it. When that game ended last night, I too was aggravated. But when the next day happens.
I don't care about that stat, by the way. John, there are plenty of times where, listen, we're getting by. We're getting wins by the skin of our teeth.
You can't discount a stat games
in the ninth inning. Now, in extra innings.
That's not fair, man.
We're winning because of offense. We're winning because of great defense. Why is it? It always feels like we put someone out there and we got the bases loaded and we're praying for a miracle to prevent any runs from being scored late in games.
Because there's more.
That's our predicament.
Listen, there's
our bullpen is not good enough.
888-729-9494. Stat number two, or fact number two. Phillies bullpen, fourth best in the National League. Mm. Like, the way people talk, you'd think that they're 10th
or 12th.
Well,
it's not good enough.
They're in first place. They got the fourth best bullpen. And by the way, John, it's a bullpen that pitches a lot. The starting pitchers don't go very deep. Even Aaron Nola the other day, when he pitched good over the weekend, only went six innings.
So we go into last night's game with four relievers down. Four relievers saying, yeah, just can't do it.
Because the starters don't go enough.
Okay.
I've been saying this time and time again this season.
So we need help. We need more relievers, or we need different starters, or we need both.
I'd have no bench. I get it, John. I'm not opposed to Kimbrel. What I am opposed to is the sky falling every time the Phillies lose a game that's gut-wrenching when they're still in first place and actually have a good bullpen. And by the way, Tommy Hunter's been injured. David Robertson's been injured. Like, I've heard Kapler getting, and listen, the Kapler thing from 2 days ago wasn't good when Neshek wasn't ready because, as has been relayed to us, Neshek wasn't ready because Kapler didn't call him up early enough. All right, so that's not good on Kapler. But I've been hearing Klintak bashing. He's got Tommy Hunter out. He's got Robertson out. He's got the fourth best bullpen in the league. Where exactly is that Klintak's fault? I mean, the other guys, like, they're doing pretty good. They get the four. By the way, National League East last night, look at it. Teams were blowing leads in the National League East left and right last night.
Oh, so that makes it cool, right? That's okay because other teams stink. It's okay for us to stink.
They don't stink. Goes back to my premise. These things in 162 games happen.
Oh my gosh.
John, they do.
You know, this is like yesterday. You're saying, oh, in the outfield, like they were both almost running into each other. It's really hard to make that play. Yeah, it's hard to make plays. It's professional sports. You need guys who are willing to go over and above and do extra special things, like dig a little deeper, play a little harder. It feels like we don't have that resolve at times, especially in the bullpen, like last night. Yeah, I know we're still in first place, but it gets tougher and tougher as the season progresses. You know, right now is easy land time. Right now is everything's a breeze. What happens when guys, you know, what happens when it becomes a drag, a war, a marathon? Do we have the makeup to battle through that?
Listen, and the Phils faded last year. I get it. 888-729-9494. Guys, don't get me wrong. I understand how last night's game is the kind of game we could point to on, let's say the season ends September 30th. I have no idea when it ends. On October 1st or October 3rd, whenever the hell the playoffs start, it is the kind of game we could look back on as a fan base and say that's one of those games. Because of that game, they missed the postseason. I understand that. I'm not saying that's not possible. Certainly it's possible. But they are still in first place. They actually have a much better bullpen than most people realize. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's not an opinion. That's a
fact.
But
they're not available. Yeah, they're great when they can pitch, right? They're not great. They're pretty good
when
they can
pitch. Weird. I get the Neshek things weird. It's a bizarre. I don't get it. I don't like it. I'm not defending that.
I thought it was pretty uncool, too, when, you know, Neshek comes out and he's, you know, selling out his coach. You know, manager, my bad. When he's coming out and saying, like, hey, you know.
Could have gone up earlier.
I warm up faster than any pitcher in baseball. Right. Like, I had two pitches. Like, that's on him. He called me. He gave me, you know, like, That's messed up.
Neshek, there's nothing about Neshek to me that makes sense. There's nothing about Neshek to me that makes sense. 888-729-9494. All right, so reaction on the Phils game, obviously heavily focused on the bullpen, whether it's Kapler, whether it's Neshek, whether it's Kimbrel. Right, Howard Eskin reporting yesterday that after the draft, the Phils will be in on Kimbrel. Now, whether they get him or not, we'll see. But Eskin reporting on Twitter that the Phils do have, you know, interest in Kimbrel. We'll get into that. The whole game at large, what went down, obviously was a well-pitched ball game up until the end. Phils bat's not doing enough. And the Eagles OTA, we'll be all over that. Carson Wentz speaking earlier today to Angelo. That interview, you'll hear it in its entirety coming up at 11 o'clock and your phone calls all through the show. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. And hey, by the way, tonight for the first time ever, Cole Hamels against the Phils. We'll certainly take some phone calls on that as well. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494.